Whose eyes are you looking through? In Psalm 36, David says, "For they flatter themselves in their own eyes, that their iniquity cannot be found out and hated." Some succeed in their own eyes, some in the eyes of others, and some in God's eyes. We are constantly warned of making judgments of our own. Jesus said the measure we use for others is the measure by which we will be judged. When we look at things out of our own eyes, David spoke of him flattering himself. You can't get much worse than that, can you? One young person said they thought God was a letdown. When I knew about their life, I thought that God might think that they were a little bit of a letdown, and that was to put it mildly. In the book of Proverbs 21, it says, "All deeds are right in the sight of the doer, but the Lord weighs the hearts." And then in chapter 30, it says, "There are those who are pure in their own eyes, and yet are not cleansed of their filthiness." Some were unhappy with themselves in life. Job says in Job 42, "I despise myself and repent." In Genesis 45, it says that Joseph said to his brothers, "Don't be angry with yourselves. They'd sold him for 20 pieces of silver. Peter went out and wept after denying the Lord. A lot seemed to be unhappy with themselves rather than pleased with their achievements. How about us? Job despised himself. Jacob's sons were angry with themselves. Peter was disappointed with himself. It's not a bad place to start, because a broken heart is not despised by God. You might despise yourself, but God doesn't. Psalm 51 says, "The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, you will not despise." When we look through other people's eyes, there can be a difficulty. A missionary had a problem with one of the Amazon tribes. When he told them the story of the cross of the Lord Jesus, they thought that Judas was the hero of the hour, because they practiced deceit on their enemies, seeking to gain their confidence over months and then kill them. The eyes of others cannot always be the wise judgment of our actions. It says about King Saul in 1 Samuel 15, "When you were little in your own eyes." Saul changed. Once he was the little tall man, and then that changed and he came the big tall man. We needn't be worried what others think of us. It matters what God thinks of us. When we look at people through God's eyes. In the book of Kings, it often describes a different king, whether they did right or wrong in the eyes of God. It says, "Who were failures in God's eyes?" And the Bible says some churches, such as Laodicea, or people who were great in others' eyes, such as Herod, but were not successful in God's eyes. The people who were, the widow woman with the two mites, the centurion who believed God, as well as Zacchaeus, who was hated by all, and Lazarus, the beggar at the rich man's gate. It really does depend on whose eyes we are looking through. God said to one church, "Have my eye ointment. Look through my eyes." Job thought little of himself, and his friends thought even less of him. But God had a different opinion. "Have you seen my servant Job?" was God's speech about him. It was not his failure that God saw. It was his reaction to the things that happened to him. Jesus warned us about the yardstick we make for others in Matthew 7:7. God has a benchmark, and it has different units to the ones we work in. We must use God's benchmark and measure our life alone. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "But those who do what is true come to the light so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." We always need to look at the work we are doing in the cold light of day. We must work in God's bright lights. Are we taking a day-by-day examination of ourselves? Let's do it. We'll use God's benchmark. The Lord bless you. Amen.